Jamie's Custom Concrete.
Oh, hi, Jamie. It's Tina from Local Plus. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, good to hear. I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, there's no money in it at the moment. I haven't gotten any calls or any work, or it's so slow right now. I unfortunately can't afford it at the moment.
I see. So you just need a little more time?
I'm hoping so, yeah. As soon as I get it. About that, last time I spoke with you guys had corrected, I think, something, and I got one phone call.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since, I haven't received another call from Local Splash.
Let's see here. You called in on the 3rd. The call tracking is now linked to the Local Splash app. Lily called the call tracking to make sure it was working, and then he also asked that I send him the photos email and send in more photos. Is that what you're talking about, the photos, if they were updated yet, or did you not get a chance to send them in yet?
No, yeah, we have. We sent everything. We addressed some few things with Lily, and as soon as she did, I got a phone call for a potential customer, but it was just that one week where I got a phone call. But what I'm talking about, ever since, I haven't received any phone calls or messages or anything in general. So I'm wondering if everything's okay on the advertising on that.
Everything's okay. What we promise is that you'll be found on the first page of Google, but sometimes, especially if it's a slow season or an off season, you might not get as many calls as during a busy season, right? But let me just look at your dashboard and see over the last 30 days what the results look like, just to see if anything's dipped down a little bit.
No.
No, it looks pretty solid. It says you've had 120 times been found on the first page of Google. And again, this is just over the last 30 days. And you've had 9 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So one thing you can do, Jamie, is to work on getting some more 5-star reviews here and there, because that makes you more relevant to Google every time a fresh one comes in. But also, it'll give a potential client that comfortable feeling in working with you if they see that you're getting consistent reviews, right? So that's one thing. The second thing is I can have the technicians, you know, once your payment is up to speed, do a complete performance check on your account. That way, if there's any updates behind the scenes that would help you, they can perform those. While an account's in suspension, just so you know, there will be an orange banner at the top of your site saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know the payment's not going through. But some people don't like to have that up there because they think that maybe a potential client might think that they're not in business or something. But, you know, that might be the only thing if things dip down. But, you know, it could be because of the orange banner, or it could be just because, you know, Google changed a lot of algorithms from the 17th until today, and we can't go in there and do the updates while an account's in suspension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, those clicks and those things that you're referring to, it's the same company that keeps calling me over and over trying to get me to advertise with them, but no real actual customers.
Townsquare Media? I saw a note in here that they had called.
Yeah, I saw the only calls I get. And it's mainly the same guy always bugging me to sign up with them, and it's just getting annoying. But he calls so many times. He calls my direct number, and then he starts to call the app, the Local Splash number somehow.
Yeah, we have We have some legal issues with that company and one other where they're calling our clients and saying local splash is not working with Google's best practices and the websites are copy and paste, and they say all these things in efforts to scare people to get them to go with them. But the reason they're scam companies and we're having legal issues with them is for the people that did go to them, they never called us and asked for access to the Google page. So they can't create a new one because that's a duplicate and it would throw up a red flag. So all they, you know, can do is program on the one that, you know, is already up and running. And if they don't ask for access to it, that client that works with them is like throwing their money down the toilet because that company can't do anything because they're not requesting access, you know. It's really strange.
Right.
Yeah, unless they don't know what they're doing or something. I don't know. But let me ask you this, because I do see that you've been with us for a couple of years and, you know, for the most part, you know, you've been very happy over the years. One thing I'll let you know is next year when you come into your off season, let us know. We offer seasonal holds where we can pause your billing up to 3 months at a time. That way you're not paying for it during months that you're not using it, right? But secondly, since you've been with us for 2 years, I might even be able to put you into our corporate rate of $149 monthly. That would at least save you $50 on that past due balance. And then once I get an override to do that, you'd be grandfathered into that rate where it would never go up. And again, you know, you don't have to pay for it today. If you need a little bit of time, that's okay. But at least I can, you know, if I can save you a little money here and there, I'm happy to do it for you.
Well, actually, I'm actually going to be leaving town for about a month or two.
Okay.
And not, since it's slow right now, I figured I'd take some time to visit mom. But yeah, yeah, I got to do it. She's getting older.
Yeah, I respect that. My mom passed away 3 years ago, and I was trying to spend as much time as I could with her, too. So, yeah, I get it. But what I wanted to tell you is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 17th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to do a seasonal hold. So I can't do that hold with the past due balance. But the good news is once the payment's up to speed, we can then, you know, put the account on that hold for you.
Okay, and when is that 3 days prior to my billing due date?
It would be by the 14th. So right now I'm making that adjustment for you and I'm getting an override for our corporate rate. So if you can pay the $149 between now and March 14th, what I'll do is then push the next billing out 30 days for you. So you'll get a whole month of service in case you wanted to stay back and get a couple of jobs here and there and then go on hold and visit your mom. But, of course, if you're going right away, you'd probably want to do the hold right away once you get it, you know, to reactivate.
Okay, so like if I was to pay the $150 now, I can request that what was it called again?
Yeah, you can do the 3 month seasonal hold. And then if you, you know, let's say that you get back and you want to rock and roll sooner, you could call us and say, hey, I have it on hold till this date, but I want to restart it now, which is great. Or you can just, you know, you'd automatically restart on that date 3 months from now.
Okay, let me see if I can come up and deposit some cash onto the card to make that payment, and I would like to do that because either way, I'm going to be leaving town so this coming weekend. So,
that's so nice. How far away does she live?
Oh, my God, I got to go to Mexico. Yeah, she's
Well, it's a good thing you're going because there's that crazy stuff going on down there with the cartels and the burning buildings. Is she close to any of that, or is it just kind of throughout the whole country?
No, she's nowhere near that. It's not throughout the whole. That's Michoacán state. No, we're from Zacatecas. It's totally separated. I mean, it's in the same state, but it's nowhere near chaos.
Oh, that's good. I would just feel more comfortable if she had you close by anyway, you know. So that's cool. I really respect that you're going down there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe get her to come up and stay with you for a while just in case.
I know, right? We try to convince her, but she did spend most of her life out here, and she retired out there. So it's one of those things where she'd rather not come over here.
Yeah. I know, too. And then when they get to a certain age, they don't really want to travel anymore. That's how my dad is. My dad and my stepmother are still alive. But every time I try to, like, oh, let's go do a family reunion and we'll meet in Vegas like we did when we were young. And he's just like, oh, our traveling days are over. It's too much drama for us, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know. I understand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe that's what's going on with her.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, my dad actually admitted that it's not really like the actual destination that he's worried about. It's all of the prep work when you have to pack and get ready for a flight, and you get to the airport, and then you get to the airport, you land, and you have to get like a, you know, an Uber or something to get you to your hotel or where you're staying. He's just like, it's all of that that's too much for them. It's not just going to like a place, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, you have a little one there, huh?
I do. He is just bugging me. He's excited.
Oh,
to get
of course. They don't like it when daddy's on the phone. Yeah, they want to get your attention.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed talking to you. If you can get it to come together, I'll send you another notification. Or actually, I think you got it earlier. Let me just double check. If not, I'll send it. It'll have my extension, which is 777. My name is Tina. And that way, if you can, you know, get it squared away before you leave, we can put that account on hold for you and prevent that March 17th and April 17th and May 17th payment from hitting.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great, actually. We can do that. But yeah, we can, send something over with that. Either way, I'm going to work on seeing what I can scrape up here. And,
okay.
The only thing is I had set the money aside for this visit mom and whatnot, but I just got to check a few things to see if I can afford it, actually. But I'll see if I can do that.
Yeah, definitely. We want you to have some spending money while you're down there, too, so I get it. You can even reply to my text and just say, hey, Tina, you can try to process it again now, and then, you know, I'll try it at that time. But if not, and I don't hear from you, you know, I touch base in a week or so. I don't know if you're going to have service down there or not, but I will touch base.
I should.
You should.
I should, either way.
Awesome.
But either way, I'd hopefully like to get this resolved before I leave, either way. But let me see if I can go ahead and make that happen. And do I text you on the number you just texted me from on the app?
Yes. Yes, I just
okay.
sent you a text message, which is the notification that talks about the payment failing. So if you reply to that, it will come back to my desk, and then I'll be able to process it for you then.
And that is 150, you said?
Exactly, 149.
Typically,
you have to be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness. You have to have over 100 locations to get that rate. But because you're considered a loyalty client of 2 years, I'm overriding it, and I'm putting you into that. So even though it's just one location, yeah, we're going to give you that pricing moving forward.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. I thank you so much for that. Any flexibility within these times would be very helpful.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I like to help people when I can. So I already applied for you, and then I'll keep my eye out for your text or your phone call, and in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day, okay?
Likewise. Thank you. Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Okay,
all right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.